Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
And Alice at 97.3.
Do you need some doobie doobies?
Yep. Doobie me.
Doobie doobie doo.
Oh. Ah. Didn't
it? Well, that's me. That was on me.
It was the earthquake's fault.
It was. It definitely was.
These things happen.
They do. Unfortunately, they happen to me all the time because I'm busy doing other stuff. I go, this morning, me and Maddie were talking and we go, oh, okay, we got the earthquake and we got this other thing. And then we forgot the other thing. And I ran into the thing and I'm like, what was the other thing? And he told me and I totally forget what it was.
Still?
Yes. I just forgot it between going out of that room and coming back in here.
On Friday, we left an hour early. You had an appointment and we left a little early.
Yes.
And the internet went crazy thinking we had said something during the show because we had talked about Kimmel and FCC and stuff. And everyone thought we got fired. Or that something bad happened. And I didn't correct anybody because it's good drama.
You enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
I had like 20 texts. Like, is everything okay? My mom and sister were freaking out. Some girlfriends. Oh, what's happening? Why are you? I'm like, oh,
funny.
How nice that everyone noticed. Yeah, I had an appointment. And we did say goodbye.
I don't think we did.
We kind of.
I don't think we ever should.
Like we tapped right out.
I like the drama.
Yes, but I did say, you know, we'll see you next time or whatever. You know, there was some kind of we didn't play a game.
Well, listen,
we didn't do a big thing.
For the record, over the summer, when Sarah had some time off, the rest of the team stepped up. Bob had never even done radio.
Right.
Like,
she was brand new.
Anywhere.
I know.
And stepped up. Maddie hadn't done the board for 20 plus years. He stepped up. I'm always chair two. I step up to one and got all this other stuff to say now. And we did the best we could, but our boss actually said to our faces, that was a failed experiment, and we are not going to be doing that. And we just went, all right.
I didn't like that.
You were there.
I was there.
Yeah, there
and
was
I
no
was...
reason to have said that,
no.
But he did.
I
to
thought
our
that
faces.
Was actually really, it was, I think it was his idea, too.
Like, I think, honestly, that anyone should have said, yeah, get practice.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought we were doing. I didn't know we were shooting for the stars and hoping to take over.
Right.
I didn't think it was an overthrow. I thought it was a practice situation. But either way, that's why we all left, because we went, well, there's no reason to step up. It's a failed experiment. Forget it.
Oh my God.
We'll leave.
You mad scientist.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so we're not fired. I don't know if we're in trouble.
Yeah,
I didn't
yet.
Hear anything from anybody. I think we're more in trouble for the David thing. Let me do my business first. I need to do my business. Creative Energy bringing us this portion of the program. Fall into comfort with Creative Energy's Red and Gold sale. Save on hot tubs, endless pools, saunas, and more. Visit creativeenergy.com before these fall savings end. We had some good, solid hot tubbing time with our house guests this weekend. Delightful.
Oh, how did you bear it in a swimsuit, though?
I know. It was uncomfortable. Luckily, I'd had so many drinks, I didn't know where
they
I was.
Are they around? Are they listening?
No. Oh, I don't know if they're listening.
Was it better than you expected? Because you were you didn't have high hopes for the weekend.
Well, it's hard to have people in now. Like, it's actually guests. It's a bit of an inconvenience.
You don't want it.
Well, does anybody really? I mean, I guess.
I think people do, and I thought you used to, but it seems you just prefer your time to yourself now, huh?
I definitely feel like my schedule's been really, really full. And I love these people. And we had a great time. We went into the city for brunch on Saturday. And
get your clothes and get out.
And get your clothes and get out. No, they're great.
Get out of my hot tub.
And they're good. They're good guests. And then we put them in the guest house and they were completely fine.
When you have like four people in a tub, don't you end up like touching feet? Like
you'd have to. No. You couldn't possibly not.
Absolutely not.
Your foot floats away from you while you're in the water.
No, we were fine. There's four individual seats. Everybody's
you can touch toes and still be fine.
We didn't touch toes. All right. There was zero touching in the hot tub. Unless you need me to tell you that we were all naked.
No, me it seems like, yeah, you're floating around and you might just touch, but it's not like, cooties! Kill them!
Well, it would be weird too because like the bubbles are going and I would not want to not know whose foot I was touching, so I keep my feet to myself.
Yikes.
By the way, on the Jimmy Kimmel front, 707, Maddie, friends don't let friends think they've been Kimmeled.
Oh.
Sorry, friend.
Oh.
We're sorry. We should have been more declarative about us not being there for the 9 o'clock hour.
I like that. I like people wandering for the weekend.
Oh, did the butt doctor give you two thumbs up or
yes,
what'd you get?
I got two thumbs up for the butt doctor.
Wow, I can
thank
only
you.
Do one thumb.
Yeah. Well, I've got a lot of experience with that, so.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Anyway. What was the thing you were going to say earlier?
I don't know if you guys have finished Wednesday.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What a strong ending.
I really am on board with most people who feel like this season wasn't as good as it could have been.
Well, I agree that the beginning, but I just really, the whole thing with Thing, and it was just, I ended up loving it.
It peaked so hard with the Freaky Friday twist, though.
That was great, yeah.
Like, that could have gone... A bad actor would have done a bad job and made it a total joke and it wouldn't have worked, but...
They both pulled it off. And I love the cliffhanger at the end.
Yeah.
I'm in. I thought it was great. I was really, really glad I went back and watched the first season, though. I don't know if everyone's doing that, but I felt like there was a lot that got pulled over from that, or enough that I was glad that we had watched it. And it also sort of... You miss a lot, you know? And then it's been, I don't know how long, 2 years at least? When did the first season of it come out?
No idea. But it was definitely, I think that's the move. Like, I want to watch, starts with an M, not Mothra, but it's the Godzilla.
Mammoth. Manishin.
Mothra! No. Anyway,
Magenta.
No, there's a show
mega
about Godzilla.
Yes.
With Kurt Russell's kid, anybody? And it takes place in San Francisco, or some of it does.
Yes.
I want to rewatch that
Millennium.
Monarch.
Monarch!
Legacy of Monsters.
Yes, it's so good, but I will want to, you know, like once a year has gone by, you'd kind of do want to rewatch.
You do, you go back and watch. You got
to, for it to all be right there.
I know. Speaking of shows we want to watch, Wednesday, Survivor starts this Wednesday.
Oh, because we were talking about Wednesday, the show,
yes,
and now you're saying Wednesday, the Survivor.
Wednesday,
okay, I'm in.
Survivor starts.
I will figure it out.
And did you realize Gen V started?
I didn't. I'm going to let that. I did know it started. I'm going to let it build up.
Yeah.
I like to binge. I like to have something to watch all weekend. We have a good time with that.
When you don't have house guests.
Yes. Well, we tried to start a show called Black Rabbit. It's Jason Bateman and Jude Law.
Oh, yeah.
It's good, but everyone's an awful person, and I don't like those kind of... I hate when everyone is awful. I just don't like that. Mm. I really want people to... It was like one of the show Department Q. Every time I watch something that I don't like now where I take a chance and I jump in on something, I think about how that show from the start got me. From the very first scene in that show, I was like, there's someone to root for. There are people who are struggling, but it's because of their quirkiness and their like, is that a Netflix show?
Yep.
Yeah. Department Q is just charming. Really love that.
That's the perfect word. Charming.
It is. and it's a mystery, which I love. Plus, everyone has a Scottish or British accent.
That not liking a show because everybody's awful was me with Succession. The first episode I watched, I'm like, I can't get into this. These people aren't great. Three seasons in, finally, enough people would beat me down. And now it's one of my all-time favorite series ever on HBO.
Well, John loved Black Rabbit.
I did. I had to fight through it. Yeah.
I didn't want to fight through it.
I
saw like three episodes and was still fighting it and went, I give up.
You have to watch Succession as a comedy. You have to be laughing at how pathetic and broken the people are. Otherwise, it's not enjoyable. If you're taking it seriously, it's going to wear you down.
Mm. Yeah, you know, I feel like there's so many shows.
Yeah, that's the problem.
You know what's funny?
True.
So these people who came to our house and we hung out with this week and we were talking about shows. And we had decided we were going to watch an episode of this Black Rabbit. They were all excited about it. And he pulls out his list of, he's like, oh, here's all the shows that I'm, you know, trying to watch. And I look at it and I'm like, that looks just like my list of all the shows I'm trying to, like, does everybody have that now? Just everyone's got, there's probably an app for it. Just, you know, here's the shows you want to watch.
And, right. I don't have them all written down. And
I have them. I do. I just have a note from my notepad. It's the shows to watch.
As we hit fall, I'm like, oh, now sports is on.
I know.
We're going to hit
less time than ever.
The playoffs for baseball, football's like, oh gosh. So I'll be on Survivor, but everything's going to get pushed.
Yeah. It's tough. I always feel bad for you because you never really wind up watching the end of Survivor. You get through the whole season and then you just.
Well, it's because of our hours, but I like the journey and I'm fine seeing, you know, who they all chose.
Right.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah. All right, let me squeeze some stuff in here because we haven't gotten to anything. Video has surfaced that allegedly shows David D4VD.
Oh, this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm, you know, if someone felt like we didn't handle it with sensitivity, I do apologize. I get it. Like a 15-year-old girl or however old she was when she was murdered, whether it was this guy or not.
Did we get notes or something?
We put up a clip. That was not, our boss wasn't psyched about it. He's like, get that down. So I just, you know, if anybody's sensitive, I'm just saying overall, if anybody was bummed out by that, if we were a little bit too loose with it, then I apologize. I'm definitely not trying to bum anybody out when we do this show. So there's video that surfaced that allegedly shows this guy, David D4VD, cleaning off the shoes of the woman who was later found in the trunk of his car, which they say was abandoned. I guess it had been sitting there for a long time, but I think it was in his neighborhood.
She went missing like a year ago.
Yes. Like over a year ago. I think it was like April of 2024 was the last time anybody saw her.
I'm now remembering when we did the story. I remember while we were talking about it, I looked it up and went, this dude's playing here tonight. Tonight. Remember that?
The Warfield.
And then an hour later, it came out, oh, they've canceled the rest of his tour.
All the shows on his current tour had a funeral theme for some reason.
Well, his hit is Romantic Homicide. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't it?
I don't know any of his hits. The final two dates, which were this past weekend, were canceled. So I'm like, well, has he been arrested yet or what? And they're saying here, as of September 22, that's today, this guy, David Anthony Burke, David D4VD, he has not been detained or arrested. He is under investigation. They discovered a body on September 8th. There has been a search warrant that was served. They searched a home connected to him and apparently seized electronic devices. Reports note potential links between him and this young woman, very young woman, including a similar shh tattoo, like shh, be quiet, that they both reportedly shared. And, it like you would tell a 13-year-old, because that's how old they were when they started seeing each other. He's not old. I want to say he's in his early 20s.
Yeah.
But he's way too, he's old enough to know better. And then he had written a song called Celeste. There's all kinds of, ties. And despite the evidence, police have not publicly named him as even a suspect or brought him in for questioning. I know. Legal experts indicate authorities are likely waiting for the autopsy report and a confirmed cause of death. A representative for the singer, has stated he's fully cooperating. The tour's been canceled, as we'll find out.
I did see something, and I didn't read it, so further into it, and I realized the internet is full of you-know-what most of the time anyway, and then to not have read the story, but something about his manager may have played a part in this, whether it's part as a cover-up or did it, and that's...
Oh.
So... I don't know if you see anything about the manager there as you look it up or as we the story unfolds, but it sounds like there's someone else who possibly could have played a role in this.
Well, they're saying the home that it was found near was rented to his manager.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly, part of the reason that we this didn't sort of connect to us is none of us knew the singer.
No.
Or
right.
Anything about him. So it felt like... I don't know. It felt like an outer space story. The Forvid.
Right. Yes. Like, the Forvid.
I kind of thought from the beginning, if his alibi was that he was on tour, that maybe it was somebody that worked with him, that they could have done it. But
then you find out how long she's been missing for, and that this was, you know, these remains were, they didn't even know if it was male or female when they first opened the trunk. Like, it had been smallified.
I believe the police... are doing what they're doing for good reason. Whether that's they don't want to jump the gun and ruin their case by, you know, hauling this guy in when they don't have the, but they'll
the
get
evidence,
it all.
Right.
And then it's either him or it's not.
Right. He'll be charged or cleared. So there's that. And I'll leave you with this. Bob, this is an opportunity for you to get $666.
Go, Bob!
666. The number of the beast.
Don't take it.
Wait a minute. Wait, you're going to give her $666?
No, there's a place called Cable TV. And it is literally a website, cabletv.com. They are looking to pay someone to watch, rank, and review horror movies. They're calling this position a thrill turnship.
Oh.
I know, it is cute. This thrill turn will earn a very scary $666 plus a $50 Uber Eats gift card and a 1-year subscription to Screambox. Applications are open until the 7th. You got to be at least 18 years old, and you have to choose 5 horror movies from their list of what they say are the scariest movies. They're all pretty, like, there's A Nightmare on Elm Street, Candyman, The Evil Dead, The Exorcist, Get Out, Halloween, Hereditary, It. The Shining.
I've already seen most of these.
Yeah. Well, got to watch them again.
I would love to.
Yeah.
I'll look into it. Thanks for the tip.
I'll send you the link. But I thought, oh, there's a, you know, that's easy. She wants to see Bob's Movie Club, for God's sake.
Going to be watching all those this season anyway.
Yeah. And we all have to watch. We only have now 3 more nights to watch. We have some nights to watch Sneakers. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night.
Since Robert Redford recently passed away, people have been talking about his, you know, film list. This one keeps coming up as like, not a lot of people have seen this, and it's really good.
And it's set. Oh, did you already watch it?
No, not yet.
Okay. So, and it's set here.
Yeah.
And it's from like 92 or
92,
something.
92, yeah. I'm really excited to watch it. I'm going to have a bunch of people come over and watch it on Tuesday.
Oh, is that so? Mm-hmm. A little movie viewing party.
Yeah, just a little movie night.
Nice.
As your partner in radio, I must say...
My math skills have declined over the years.
It's not that, though. First of all, Sarah's the person I've known in my life that will fight anyone for any reason because she's right. It doesn't matter. She's going to win or outlast you, whatever.
Yeah, I yell the loudest.
Along the way, somehow on air, you got a math problem wrong and it completely undid you.
Yeah.
And now I watch you question even the simplest things.
Well, it's hard.
Like,
the older I get, the more I'm wrong.
What has happened to you?
I don't know. Old age,
3
I
days,
guess.
And then her face screws up, and she's like, I don't know. Maybe not.
Maybe 4 days. I don't really know. I say, you know, it's the 4th day of the week, but it's only 3 nights in between. Yeah. What do you got coming up?
Toilet paper after these.
Oh. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show coming up at 7.05. It's your first chance to score tickets for Ed Sheeran.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier with personalized medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications. Start today for just $99. Visit jumpstartmd.com. Good morning, everyone. Here's what's happening.
Thank you.
Highs today. It was pretty warm over the weekend, I would say.
We had brunch at 11:30 in the city, and we were sweating. I was like, book an outside table. We all brought jackets. We're ready to go. It was 80 degrees.
I absolutely feel like summer came late,
yeah,
but it's here,
mm-hmm.
Even though today is the first day of fall.
Mm. Oh, is today the day?
Today is the day. Fall begins.
The autumnal equinox.
Anyway, highs in the mid to upper 80s today, and then as high as the 90s tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
And then we drop back.
Okay.
And there's even a chance out there for a little sprinkle or two. So they're talking about a little rain,
at my house.
But that's not until Wednesday. Mm. So today, upper 80s, tomorrow, upper 90s will be your peak.
Warm.
And then we drop back,
okay,
which is good. There was an earthquake this morning. You're not crazy if you woke up and went, did you? Yeah, an earthquake hit, 4.3. I was in bed in Santa Cruz, laying there awake, felt it, waited. Because it was brief. It was not powerful. And at first I was like all dad mode, like, uh-oh, the kids are going to get up and I'm going to have to, are we running for it or what are we doing? And none of that happened. But then I did.
It's surprising to me that you felt it. It really did feel like people really, you know, not that Napa's really far north, but I was, you know, from Napa down to Scotts Valley where you are.
Yeah. As soon as it laid down though, I started to think, uh-oh. I hope that wasn't a doozy somewhere nearby.
Right.
It turned out to be a 4.3 in Alameda.
Yes.
It was felt.
It was strong.
Strongly.
I felt it very strongly. And Bob felt it too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that happened around, I was up. It was like 2:55 and I was just laying in bed waiting for my alarm to go off. Anyway. 49ers won over the weekend, and there weren't, we won. That's great. It wasn't a great game. Low scoring. And
injuries.
Not a lot of excitement, but the big games tonight, Monday Night Football, Detroit at Baltimore, 5:15 game time. I mean, I know that none of us have a pony in that race, but those are two good teams. It should be a good game. Should be a fun watch. So there's that. Okay.
Balmer.
Is that who you'll root for?
Since I'll root for Balmer.
Nearby, oh, yeah. Okay.
Is that your team in West Virginia?
No. It's the Commanders.
Oh, right, of course.
Or the Steelers, one of the two.
Oh. Okay. Steelers.
They won with the Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers.
Yeah. I'm aware. I saw the score.
Iowa. Oh, that was the Pats game. What? Sorry, I didn't even, click for me because I just look at the
salt
hole.
In the
okay.
Wound.
Yeah.
Iowa.
Yes.
Doesn't come up much. You know, every election cycle, there's Iowa.
Right.
But in general.
The Iowa caucuses.
We don't hear much about Iowa.
Well, you know, there's only so much to say about corn, really.
Right. You've probably heard the term first world problems.
Yes.
Here's what a small town police department does when they don't have bigger fish to fry. The town of Jessup, Iowa has announced that it is banning TPing, which they define as using toilet paper to decorate homes, trees, or other structures.
Well, way to get everyone to go, oh yeah, that, I love that, let's go do that.
The new policy is zero tolerance policy.
Okay.
And the perpetrators will be arrested and charged with things like trespassing, criminal mischief, illegal dumping, and disorderly conduct.
Mm.
Now, I offer to you that this is like a rite of passage. This is you.
Everybody gets TP'd.
Now you can do. There are things you could do that can cause actual damage, but just TPing somebody's house, whether it's the girl you have a crush on or a friend of yours, that time at night when you're out with your friends and the cold air is on your face and the street lights are kind of yellow or whatever that, and there you are, you're like.
You're like do it.
Not exactly quiet, but trying to be, and you're that's living.
Yeah.
That's being a young kid feeling, and I get it. Someone out there is going, I woke up after a hard late night, having to get up and commute and work my butt off, and I had toilet. You could have driven past it. You could have left. You didn't have to pick it up right that second. It's not the end of the world, is it?
It isn't the end of the world. And I really do feel like when you ban things, you make them much more likely to happen. But maybe they have a big problem with it there. It is a bummer for the parents. Usually
it's Jessup, Iowa. The kids are trying to find something to do.
I know. Find something else. Why don't you redirect them? We found you a cool thing to do down at the vacant mall where all the stores are gone, kids. We're going to play laser tag. It's going to be so fun. I've we'll got forget a, all about TP.
I've got a nickname from high school that still a few people from high school call me. They call me Bullseye because we used to go egging. That was what we did instead of TPing.
Is bad. TPing is bad.
Is the exact step over the line that I was talking about. That's where
egging
you've
is
ruined
really bad.
You've ruined something at somebody's house.
Well, right? I went to throw an egg and I'm not
and the guy opened the door?
No, I hit the top of the door on the way out. And just sprayed everyone in the car with eggs. So we all got egged. And so my nickname is Bullseye, too.
Oh, you egged yourselves.
Few
you
people.
Know what?
Yeah.
You got your comeuppance.
Bullseye.
Dramatic irony or something.
Yeah,
the egg thing is that's the step. And I remember I was with, I believe, Jason Sisko and Rochelle. And we were just goofing around at night. And someone said, we should get some eggs. And we were near my house. I'm like, I'll sneak in and get eggs. We got eggs. Now I've got some eggs, which, by the way, the reason I got fingered the next day is because those eggs were breakfast. So my mom's like, where did the eggs go? I was about to make.
And meanwhile, the neighbor's house is covered in eggs.
And we did the people across the street. Mm. Like, we were so lazy and stupid. We were sitting there like, what do we do? And then we went, well, let's just get them. And then, of course, my mom realizes breakfast is gone and then sees and her best friend lives across the street. Carol Delson was like, somebody egged our house. And my mom was like, oh, that's funny.
I'm
don't have any eggs. Vincent!
Oh my God.
You are a mastermind criminal.
Well, and that's it. Just, I mean, it
causes a lot of damage. It's like impossible to get off a house, too. Sometimes you have to repaint the house.
Oh, really?
If those rotten kids did enough damage.
Well, and that was also part of it was now I'm not gonna tell on my friends. So I was like, yes, I did that. Why would you do that? Those are our friends. I don't know.
I had the eggs. I walked out. I saw a house.
Typical response. I don't know.
Well, I wasn't gonna say. Well, my there was a couple people with me, and we were. I just said, I don't have any idea why I would do that, and I will go clean it up by myself.
How'd that go?
It sucked.
Take a long time?
It took a long time, and they were around for it because it was the front door. So the front door had to be opened, and I had to be, So eggs, no. Toilet paper, come on, Jessup.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. It is a pain in the ass. I don't know what they got for trees there. I picture it being very flat.
Like yeah.
They just have, you know, maybe they do it right over the top of the house. That happens sometimes.
Those sentenced in the zero tolerance policy at Jessup, Iowa, the town, the police have said, we're banning TP. Zero tolerance. Those caught will be sentenced. They will have fines and do community service. And penalties will be ramped up for repeat offenders.
Public lashings.
When I was a young teen, probably like 11 or 12, my friend and I decided to go out on a TP spree at a sleepover, but
a spree.
we were overly cautious, so we just did mailboxes.
Oh.
Very easy cleanup,
yeah.
But we still had the thrill of being still, out.
Yeah, you make your mark. But
that
yeah.
is part of it, is being out at night. In the yellow street lights and the wind on your, the cool breeze right. on your face.
And it's a caper.
Yeah. And yeah. meanwhile, the neighborhood dogs are barking and you've got a loud guy with you who can't possibly keep quiet. So you're a bust.
You just said the cool breeze. Is that how you got your nickname?
Yeah, I'm sure. That nickname he doesn't have. It's Febreze. That look.
I love that look.
I know.
TPing is usually done by bored kids, not hardened criminals with extensive rap sheets. Jessup police know you may think this is over the top. They say this may seem extreme to some, but this happens year after year. Yeah.
Is it like a homecoming thing?
I don't know. It's kids.
Yeah.
They're kids. That's yeah. what you're. They're looking for something to do.
It's a waste of toilet kids. Paper. You know, next pandemic would be like, well, if you hadn't TP'd that,
we have to draw the line. We cannot watch every residence, every minute in every town, every night. All right.
This is such a small town problem. There's so much worse things the kids could be doing.
Yes,
they're lucky.
They are lucky. You know what? That's a good point.
Bob has a good attitude.
Bob does have a good. She does. And she likes people to be able to do their own thing.
Including cut the line.
I respect that.
Yeah, you know what? You've probably had a hard day. You need my spot in line.
Right.
You don't know what kind of day they had.
Help yourself.
And she believes in karma. I like that.
It's very peaceful to believe in karma.
Well, I mean, it's one way to get through a day. That's for sure.
Well, I think that in many ways, whether you call it a guilty conscience or karma, it can keep a person on the right track.
Right.
If you would say to yourself, I can't stand the way I feel when I've done somebody dirty, so I'm going to not do that anymore.
Yeah.
That could be karma or just the, like, how do you sleep at night?
Right.
Better when I behave better.
But there are terrible people,
yes.
and I feel like, you know, they don't seem to, nothing bad happens to them. And so I feel like karma's really letting me down on some of that stuff.
Or you're a good person like me and just bad things happen all the time.
Yeah,
and
what,
you're like,
what did you do in a past life?
What did I
life?
Do? I go to church. I'm a good kid.
You?
Yeah.
We're talking about you now.
Yeah.
All right.
When bad things happen to good people.
That's.
Isn't that the name of a book?
Yes.
People, you know, like a self-help book that people
you think
read.
That, do you think you're someone who like has a gray cloud or something?
I had a year last year that it felt like, yeah, it was pretty gray, pretty dark and gray cloud.
But you ended up here.
Yeah, no, I mean, but it, you know, even, you know.
So karmically,
yeah,
like, you know, just, you a know. Little rain fell into your life and then some sunshine.
Dogs dying, the whole moving out of the house and, you know, all of that.
Had you already separated and you guys were still just living
yeah,
together?
Yeah.
Oh, that has to suck.
But Maddie, the lows make the highs so much higher.
It's true.
Like my
high
mama,
is coming, baby.
My mom would say that when we were real
appreciate
poor,
the light,
bad
please,
things
stuck
were happening,
in the
got kicked out of our house, and the heat got cut off, and she'd be like, "It's okay, son. This is why we have bad times, so the good times are better."
You got kicked out of your house, and your heat was turned off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lived in a trailer park for a while. Lived, Yeah, we had some rough times when I was little.
Woof. All right. Well, that's a downer.
Thanks, Maddie.
Let's talk about TP, people.
Yeah. It's compostable too, so like it's not even littering, really. It's like throwing a banana peel on the side of the road. Just fertilizer.
That's also littering.
Oh, is it?
Oh, Bob.
Well, yeah, it's littering.
I don't think it's littering.
It's littering.
Oh, people gosh,
slip
Maddie.
On banana peels all the time.
Only in cartoons. Sarah.
That must come from somewhere.
Fast facts.
All right, fast fact. Let's lay it on me.
Durex created the first latex condom in the 1920s.
Oh.
The first condom with lubricant in the 1950s. And the first condom company website in 1996. Durex. And yet, the first name, if I asked you, what's the first name in condoms?
Trojan.
Mm. Isn't that weird?
Mm.
Like,
but Durex is, it's when you said it, I knew what it was, but I had to sit for that. I'm like, is that a battery? And then I was like, is that like a cassette tape? Mm. And then I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. It's a condom.
Yeah. Mm. I know you don't know anything about them.
Condoms. Please.
If you didn't laugh at that, then you don't know. There have been persistent rumors that parts of The Lion King and Pocahontas were animated in North Korea, but Disney denies it.
Oh.
We don't do business with North Korea.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that Disney would have done that. It does feel like, how would you even get in touch with anybody over there? It's not really like a, there's no like free exchange of outside ideas or influences.
Dude.
Dudette.
Is wrong.
Huh?
The correct word for a... Boy, you walked right into my trap.
Oh.
The correct word for a female dude is not dudette.
Oh, what is it?
It's dudine.
Oh.
Oh.
Dudine? Dudine.
Maybe. Well, a hero, heroine?
I don't
is
know.
Is it O-I-N-E?
No, it's...
Dudoine?
D-U-D-I-N-E.
Oh. A dudine.
Dudine.
Mm, that doesn't work.
Dudette. You like dudette better.
Well, if I'm going to... Say, I would usually just say, hey, dude, you know, as in, hey, other human. But yes, if I was going to make it feminine, I guess I would say dudette. I would not say dudine.
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 Okay.
Dudine, dudine, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, the dudine day.
That's fun. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah? Oh, do we 800-400-3697?
Just a couple one. This one I wanted to make sure we got to from the 510. Shout out to the Oakland Ballers, your Oakland Ballers, East Bay, who won the Pioneer League Championship yesterday. So congratulations.
What sport is that?
That is baseball.
All right.
It's a minor league team, but it's very popular in Oakland. Like you see ballers hats
well,
everywhere.
Well, the A's left, we don't so have the B's. They have the B's now.
Oh, that rocks.
The A's,
go
the B's. B's. Go B's.
And then we got a few texts that were saying that TPing is at least better than throwing a bag of doggy poop and setting it on fire on somebody's porch, which I didn't think people really did. I thought it was just in movies, but evidently they do.
The flaming bag of dog poop on the porch where you stamp it out and you get...
All that stuff is a nuisance, and I understand anyone who's out there saying, could it all stop? Except if you live in a neighborhood with kids, no, the answer is no, they can't stop.
Yeah.
And I do know that there are adults who get, I remember me and Jason Cisco ding dong ditched this dude's house and he came flying out the mother bleep in front door in a full sprint. We were on bikes, thankfully, and took off and this guy paced with us for a while.
You know, I think that
we were freaking
ding dong ditch is one of those things that you do as a kid and you. Until that something you have an incident. Like we had an incident as kids too. And like, it's very, you know, then you're like, it actually gets scary. Like, and you realize that people don't, and then you start to get grander. You've really upset someone. They're so mad they might kill you.
I can see the whole thing.
Like, what was he going to do? Murder you?
I don't know because we were freaking the bleep.
Did you do it anymore after that?
I don't know if we did because we certainly didn't do him because he, I think he might have even been in sock feet. Like, this was not a guy ready to run out the door. But
and yet.
We were down on the sidewalk and he had my bike and I dinged it and then ran to my bike and then I got on my bike and then we sat there like, like this, you know, looking back. Like,
and he comes tearing out.
Wow! Right
out
the front
door. Had you done it
a
bunch of times?
I don't remember. We must have.
Right.
Because there's just no way that guy was first try that upset. But he paced with us. And we were little kids, but we raced
BMX.
Were
you going like this?
Well, we were. Yes!
The whole neighborhood wakes up. Like, what's happening?
We were absolutely freaking out. Yes. Let's come to the trash, Sarah.
Ed Sheeran tickets. We'll start with this is the first chance this week, and we're doing it all week on Alice.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.